previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
That's Connell Cruz on Algoa FM. The song's called Next Time. 20 past 8 on this Thursday. The weekend is just around the corner.
Connell Cruz, you say?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't make this stuff up. I just love the serendipity. The other day, we chatted about a fascinating documentary on Netflix called Seaspiracy.
Remember? Still watch it. Yeah, I'm still watch that.
Which examines the various human impact on marine life. And similarly, a while back, we also spoke to Ruth Mtembu from Wild Oceans, outlining an initiative with SA Muso Matthew Mole. And then last week on World Oceans Day, we chatted to Leslie from the Sustainable Seas Trust. And now more recently on the same topic, President Cyril Ramaphosa joined leaders from Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, like all over the place. They got together in Carbis Bay in Cornwall. And that was this past weekend, the 11th to the 13th of June. It was the G7 summit, and they were discussing problems facing the world, you know, the deal, economic issues, health and emergency issues, and climate crisis and so on. And some questions and comments were raised by youth who were in attendance, one of whom was ocean advocate Nomzamo Phungula, and she brought sharp focus back to the oceans at the G7 summit through her comments and questions. And she joins us on air this morning to tell us more. Nomzamo, good morning and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Charlie.
Nomzamo, let's just straight off the bat, for those who don't know, I know that you've spearheaded a hashtag called Listen to the Ocean. What is hashtag Listen to the Ocean?
So we all know that the G7 summit happened this past weekend in which our presidents attended and represented South Africa. So this was on the 11th till the 13th of June. And we had prime ministers and presidents from several countries who came together to discuss problems facing the world, which included economic issues, health emergencies, and climate crisis. So Listen to the Ocean was launched at the G7 this past weekend. Key messages being that we cannot begin to address the climate crisis, economic crisis, and even the social issues without addressing the ocean and its need for more protection. So South African youth have adopted the campaign, and we kind of gave it its own South African flavor. And as we saw, COVID-19 dominated the agenda of our president at the summit, and this prompted questions and comments from all of us in form of the Listen to the Ocean campaign, which we are asking the president and our minister, Barbara Creasy, to please listen to the ocean because it is in trouble.
So, I mean, you say COVID-19 dominated the conversation, but I love how you brought it back to the oceans in that you said COVID-19 has taught us to listen to science, and science is telling us to hashtag listen to the ocean.
For sure. So we know that the ocean needs a minimum of 30% MPAs by 2030, and that is about 9 years from now. And South Africa was a signatory at the CBD, which is the Convention for Biological Diversity, to target and achieve 10% by 2020. So 2020 is over now, but the need for increased protection still remains central as all threats are not letting up. If I can just mention some of the threats that we do, that our ocean is currently facing, it's overfishing, industrial activities, habitat destruction, climate change, and pollution. But what we don't realize is we depend on the ocean for so much. Every second breath we take comes from the ocean. Mm. So a healthy ocean gives us oxygen. It balances out the carbon in the atmosphere. It helps us to fight climate change. It gives us food, regulates our weather, creates jobs, and of course supports our ecotourism.
Sure.
Nomzamo, the Ocean Impact campaign launched an appeal earlier this year directed at Minister Barbara Creasy to increase protection of the ocean space around South Africa from 5% to 10%. What are MPAs and how can they help and assist?
So MPAs are the game reserves, like game reserves within the ocean. They don't have any fences, unlike game reserves on land. Beautiful, diverse habitats, ecosystems, and marine life can thrive, breed, where they can find sanctuary and feed. So we have game reserves to preserve and conserve species for generations to come, and MPAs act in a similar way in order to ensure the health of the ocean and therefore conservation of its species and habitats for our children and our children's children.
And what can our government do, and what policies can be put in place to enforce the change we want to see with our oceans?
So what government can do is increase protection from 5% to 10%. And if we look at how COVID has taught us, of course it has taught us to listen to the science, but it's not the only crisis we should focus on. We should focus on the slow collapse of the ocean and its need for urgent protection. If COVID has taught us anything more, it is that a healthy body is able to fight off, it has a bigger chance to fight off the COVID sickness. But just like us, the ocean also needs to be healthy in order to fight off all these threats that we throw at them. So it would be very good and well for our government to increase protection to 10% and eventually to 30% by 2030.
So, Nomzamo, you know, you had a fantastic platform with the audience of presidents and prime ministers and so on at the G7 summit. Any last message that you want to put out to our listeners and the youth, with it being Youth Month? I know, you know, perhaps just to mention the appeal for 10% marine protection in SA that people can sign up for.
Sure. Just to touch on the youth and it being Youth Month. So the youth today are fighting for something that is affecting our future. The president mentioned just recently that the youth have forgotten what the youth of 76 was fighting for, but we are here to say that we haven't forgotten. The youth of 76 fought for a cause that was close to them. It positively impacted their future. So the health of the ocean determines my future. It determines the future of all of us. So if we look after our ocean, it will look after us. We're asking the president to give us a fighting chance to restore the ocean's ability to keep us giving us everything we take. And what everyone can do is please go to oceanimpact.co.za, add your name to the appeal. It'll just take you 2 minutes, and you can be part of a wave of 100,000 people calling for protection to increase from 5 to 10% NPA. We're asking for everyone to just listen. We are talking to shells. We do look a little crazy, but it's time for everybody to listen. We don't always listen to what people say, what people need, and when they cry for help. But the ocean is crying for our help.
Nomzamo, thank you so much for joining us on Algae FM Breakfast this morning, and continue doing the good work that you guys do.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Nomzamo. Yes.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.